Mike, it's Eats and Beats Wednesday, and a special guest this hour, Beverly Grant from Mo Betta Green Marketplace. Welcome back to KUVO.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is a woman who lives and breathes the good, healthy stuff of life. And we just got to thank you for producing every year and starting this weekend the Five Points Farmers Market, which opens up. Yay.
Absolutely.
Fresh food in the hood.
That's right.
How fresh is it? It's like...
It will be picked the day before.
Mm-hmm. There's something different. Just to talk about farmers markets for a second, there's something different about live food. How can you explain, you know, what it means to have fresh food?
Well, we have an abundance of flavor and nutrient value, number one. And it's nothing like being able to access something that was freshly harvested. And that's my goal with these farmers markets beginning this weekend and into October, is to work with a handful of local farms to just bring our neighborhood the best food I can find.
Beverly Grant's with Mo Betta Green Marketplace. She's producing the Five Points Farmers Market. Now, what's the schedule and where's the actual location? Where's it going to be?
This year we have a new location. We will be next to the Blair Caldwell Library in the Sunny Lawson's Park and Cousins Plaza.
Oh, okay. Right there in the plaza. Wow. Great location. Love the spot.
Absolutely. And it's been recently renovated, so it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. The baseball park is all set. And so we're right on Welton at about 24th in Welton, right? There's some national recognition for what you've been doing, what we've been doing in here with the farmers market from a group called Green for All. What's that recognition?
Well, we are getting an award for being a local green business. Green for All was started by Van Jones a few years ago, and their focus is to highlight and support green entrepreneurs across the country. And so myself and a young man, Mike Word, who does Earthship technology, we will be local awardees.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
For that. You have one of the coolest, hippest farmers markets. You got music out there. You got DJ spinning.
Absolutely.
And farmers coming from here and there. With what kinds of produce are we looking at?
It's always organic, and heirloom is usually the goal, because I want to reconnect us to heirloom foods, because they are foods where we don't see as much in the grocery stores.
What are heirloom foods?
Well, they are different varieties of foods we're used to. For example, tomatoes and carrots come in lots of colors. Carrots are purple, red, yellow. Tomatoes can be green and striped, orange, black, purple. And
really?
So, absolutely. So I really try to bring all those colorful vegetables into the marketplace. Then we create food demos so people can taste those things and try them. We do juicing. We make smoothies. We kind of have an Iron Chef style way of preparing things, meaning whatever's available, we make it happen.
Stand back, kids. Those are real knives.
Exactly.
Beverly Grant with Mo Betta Green Marketplace. The Five Points Farmers Market kicks off this weekend for Juneteenth. And as we go through the summer, you're going to be looking at some other locations as well.
That's true. I'm really excited about being in Park Hill this year. Park Hill is my home neighborhood.
Okay.
And we will be at 35th in Albion, which is very near the Park Hill Golf Course.
Right, okay.
And that will be a Wednesday evening market from 5 to 9 beginning in July.
Okay, great. There are more creative things happening with food. You're doing seminars. You're involved in the seed bank at the Botanic Gardens. You're doing so much. How do people stay in touch with Mo Betta Green?
Well, Facebook is an awesome way to do that. I have two Facebook pages, Mo Betta Green and Mo Betta Green Marketplace. Also, my email is mbgmanager kuvo@gmail.com.
We'll get people connected to you when we post this interview at kuvo.org.
So in addition to fresh fruits and vegetables, what else could we expect to find at the market?
Well, you'll be able to find education about sustainable living, things like recycling, things about, around gardening. There'll be things. There's a new program that EPA is rolling out called Food Too Good to Waste. And pretty much the plan behind this pilot project is to kind of work with homes and restaurants to reduce your waste, or to show you ways to redirect food so that we're, you know, making better use of our food. There'll be artisan products, handmade products, and then there'll be youth, lots of youth involved doing things.
Someone might say that at the very cornerstone of environmental justice is the food that we eat, and that's where you camp out.
You know it, because this notion of eating clean is completely relying on the soil that it's grown in, the water, you know, those things, you know, can't be contaminated. Then there's, of course, a lot of conversation around GMOs, around seeds. And so you're right. That is the intersection I stand in to try to learn what the heck is going on. How can our consumers be more savvy? And where can we access affordable foods?
Affordable, live, real food at the Five Points Farmers Market starting this weekend at Juneteenth. But you'll find it how often?
We will be every Saturday in that location for 18 weeks.
24th and Welton in the Sonny Lawson Plaza right next to Sonny Lawson Park.
Absolutely.
Mo Betta Green, Beverly Grant, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you, Beverly.
Thank you for having me.